Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Happy 2019 to you. It is January 2nd of the new year. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for this weekly podcast where we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and the week ahead. And wow, this year is off to a dynamic, fast start. Perhaps you've been feeling it or sensing it. We have a lot happening in the first 7 days of January. So I'm going to go through what we are experiencing right now as we begin this new trip around the calendar. And I hope that you felt complete with 2018, that you felt that there were healed energies, lessons learned. You moved through some big things, you transmuted, you transformed, you got it, right? You got what you were learning, what was coming up, what it was about, because a lot of this year is new. And I know that so many of you are ready for that. You're like, yes, bring it on. I want the new. I need the fresh. I'm ready. So we're going to talk about that in our time together today. It's funny. I kept thinking today was Monday. Of course, it's Wednesday. This podcast is live every Wednesday. You can listen live on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And yes, I did do a Monday show for you this week that was all about closing out the year 2018 so that you could enter this year with the right intentions and the right conscious choices to make. So please listen to that show if you haven't, because it could be exactly what you need to hear right now. In fact, what came through in that show was how new soul contracts are being written. And that's a really big theme right now. We're really being guided to step into this next energy, this next experience of ourselves, and to say, what do I want to commit to? In fact, that's so strong today with the Sun and Saturn conjunct at 11 degrees of Capricorn. This is a time of really taking something seriously, of really being aware of what matters to you for the long term. How are you going to show up in the world, not just for the year ahead, but for the next number of years? And what is truly essential to you? What matters? What has that long-term focus? And it should be something that requires growth, that requires you to step into the next level of your mastery. This is a stretching energy where we move into what is truly in alignment with us at this time. So some good things to think about right now. And not only does it matter with the Sun and Saturn conjunct in Capricorn, but we're moving forward to the first eclipse of 2019. That is the new moon solar eclipse at 15 degrees of Capricorn. It is exact January 5th at 8:28 p.m. Eastern Time. Depending on your location on the planet, that could be January 6th for you. So we're moving into new, fresh, 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 commit, get grounded, get clear, get serious with yourself. There is that sense of a seriousness in the air. And before this show started, I was getting the visual of a library. And you go into the library and you're there to focus, right? To study, to research, to get some things done. But have you ever been in a library with a friend or with someone that you meet up with there, and you start to talk, you start to whisper, and pretty soon you start laughing? Well, this is Jupiter in Sagittarius that we have this year as well. And have you ever found things to be extra funny when you're not supposed to make any noise, right? You're supposed to be silent, and therefore anything you say is even funnier. Well, there's kind of that energy right now where, okay, I'm really serious. I've got to get things done. Don't get distracted. Focus on this. But then the other part of the energy right now is that something feels hilarious or lighthearted or happy. And that's okay too. But this is part of how we're managing ourselves right now, is that we feel the newness and the freshness that can be very giddy. And yet we know, okay, but I have to focus. I have to stay clear. I have to get to the heart of what matters. But it's okay to laugh. So there's this going back and forth that's going to be a part of this year, because the Capricorn energy is going to require us to keep working and to stay disciplined. But we also have the Jupiter in Sagittarius that wants to have fun and knows a good joke and knows where the best of everything can be found and wants to go out and have a good time. So we'll need that. We'll need both sides of ourselves this year ahead. And so, yes, we have to be serious, but we've got to make time for the laughter too. So it's quite a dynamic energy. And I felt it January 1st. I felt that calm. I felt this really settled energy that was like, okay, clean slate, new start, things are wiped clean. And then we move forward. And then there's this big push out into this new energy field. So here we go, right? We're now on our way. I'm going to continue, of course, with this astrology energy report, but I do have a few announcements to share with you before I forget and before we get too far into the episode today. The first thing to share with you is that for those of you who signed up on my email list and you were interested in personal sessions with me, all of my one-on-one sessions through March sold out in 24 hours. Every session sold out in 24 hours. I've never had that before, honestly. So I wanted to tell you all that. That's why I don't have a calendar posted. I don't have open sessions. If anything opens up after March, I'll let you know through email. So that really is the best way to stay connected. And thank you all so much. It's truly an honor to connect with you and to serve you and to support you on your journey. And I just do my best to make time to connect with as many people as possible. On that note, in late January, I'm going to start a weekly class about transits. I'm giving you a heads up about this. This is going to be a class that talks about the transits in your chart every week, okay? So just like this podcast is weekly, the transits course is going to be weekly. It's only going to be about 30 minutes or so. It's going to be with visuals. You're going to be able to follow along what's important in your chart each week. So heads up that that's going to be coming the end of January, and I hope that you'll join me so you can be your own astrologer. I want to help you be the best astrologer you can be for yourself, because you can know your energy the best. And if I can guide you forward in that way, if I can help you make those connections, then that will be so wonderful for what you are experiencing and going through. So that weekly transits course will be coming out towards the end of January. It will be online, live, and there will be replays so that you can stay on top of the classes and stay connected. And then the other quick announcement is that my friend Erica has released some love astrology readings on YouTube. I'll put the link below this video. If you want to see the love energies for your sun sign, you can check those out on her YouTube channel, which is Crystal Rose Insights, and she did one for every sun sign. And then if you want a deeper, in-depth reading, that's available too. But I wanted to let you know about these because love is so important, and I know that love is something that everybody asks about. So I wanted to direct you to that great resource as well. So as I look at the sky this week, one of the things we have going on here is Mercury. As I do this podcast, Mercury is at 26 degrees of Sagittarius, which is in the galactic center energy. So not only is this quite dynamic, but there's a sense of things happening quickly. You could be receiving information quickly, clarity, insights, answers, understanding, wisdom, ideas. It's that fast. Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and we'll be moving through these final degrees of Sagittarius until the 5th, January 5th. So right before the new moon solar eclipse, you could have a really clear cosmic understanding of something that you perhaps didn't realize. Mercury's in a very dynamic place because not only is it in the galactic center energies, but Mercury is about to square Chiron at 28 degrees of Pisces. That will happen on Friday the 4th. And the same day, Mercury trines Uranus at 28 degrees of Aries. So it feels like from now until the new moon solar eclipse, Mercury is really bringing in downloads of messages, information, understanding. And because it's in Sagittarius, it's where you're meant to go next. Okay? There's something about the next calling, the next direction, the next adventure, the next project, the next expansive area of growth. Mercury brings things in quickly. And with these connections to Chiron, it could feel like you don't believe in yourself. You could get a message and at first say, well, who am I to do that? It's not possible that I could do that. It could feel like a self-sabotage energy at first. But then when Mercury makes that connection to Uranus in Aries, it gives the fire and the strength and the courage that moves the energy fast. Okay, so be aware of that, of like, oh, I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's for me. You know, the powerless energies could come up first, and then that Uranus energy says, it zaps you, okay? There's a sense of I'm going to stick my hand in the electrical socket, and it will give me a jolt of inspiration and motivation that I can do this. That if you receive the inspiration, the idea, if you receive that knowledge, it means you're also capable of doing it. So it's really dynamic time here for Mercury. So stay aware of yourself, of what is coming through and what inspirations are reaching you, because we're meant to be paying attention. We also have Venus right now at 25 degrees of Scorpio, and she's finishing up a very long journey that we've been talking about here, that she started back in September. Venus in Scorpio is the energy that's deeply changed you, and I hope that you felt a new sense of your own self-love, self-worth, and personal power. You've perhaps even developed a new relationship with yourself about who you truly are, not who other people told you that you are or who you thought you were through other people's lenses, but rather establishing the energetic love vibration based on your own power. Okay, it's a sense of, I know who I am now. I know what really matters to me. It's a strengthening, and it's a deep metamorphosis. So if you remember the story time that I did for you a while ago about Venus and Scorpio, well, now she is about to create a grand trine with Chiron in Pisces and the North Node in Cancer. And this is quite healing for her. This is quite a big download of her own emotional and intuitive energies. So a part of us is meant to feel different and more aware of ourselves, more in love with ourselves. So that would be a good way to look at this too, is that when Venus first starts out in Scorpio, she has fears and she has these unconscious energies. But as she moves through the transformation and the deeper healing, she falls in love with herself, with her own wisdom. She falls in love with her own journey. She falls in love with those fears. Falling in love with your fears, because you understand that they're not truly you. So Venus is going to end her time in Scorpio and move into Sagittarius on the 7th and 8th. Depends on your time zone here. But she's going to enter Sagittarius. And that's this return of faith. And the lights come back on and she feels so aware of herself and who she's become and what she's learned, and a sense of, wow, a new belief in myself and what's possible and what I can create, and look at my own wisdom, look at what I understood about myself. So this is quite exciting. This Venus energy rises up into Sagittarius and gets a new sense of what's possible and what she can do, and a new belief in herself. So I hope you feel that too. Again, all of this is happening within the first week or so of 2019. And I'm not even done. I'm not even done with the report here. So we also just had Mars go into Aries, which is ready to go, which is hit the ground running, take off. It can be like some anger shows up. You can feel that there's an immediate reaction. You can feel a fresh start. You can feel, okay, I'm ready. There's a surge here. There's a surge of energy that maybe was backlogged, and all of a sudden it comes out. But Mars is strong in Aries, and he begins a new two-year journey through the full zodiac. So this is the masculine energy that's getting a fresh start, an initiation, and it's meant to be something that feels courageous. And it could feel a little scary too, but Mars in Aries gives you that ability to say, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try. I'm going to just see what happens. And it's trusting your gut, okay? Trusting your gut. So Mars just went into a fire sign. Venus is about to go into a fire sign, all right? So we're getting some more fire in the cosmos here. Uranus has been retrograde. I'm jumping ahead to Uranus here to continue this fire theme. Uranus has been retrograde in Aries and is going to station direct also on January 7th, 6th and 7th, at 28 degrees, 36 minutes of Aries. And this is also that sense of self that's being reignited, a remembering of who you are, a return to understanding that you're always connected to cosmic energies and you're meant to feel it in your body, in your sense of self, and in your desire to go for what is true for you, to allow yourself to feel brand new. Aries is about being brand new. It's the new start, the initiation, the beginning energy. In Tarot, it's the Fool card, where you're like, I'm just up for the next adventure. I'm just ready to go and to see where this path leads. The Uranus energy is meant to really, see, I'm seeing it as like this electrical wave to the cosmic source. And the electrical wave, I actually see it connecting to the sun as a direct energetic cord to the sun, which is the source of warmth, heat, and light. But then it's also a direct energetic source to cosmic energies that I feel are really timeless. They're outside of timelines. They're outside of human experiences. They're, okay, it's like that, I'm just seeing the zigzagging line. You can't see what my hand is doing, but I'm like making the zigzagging line of the intelligence vibration being downloaded. Gosh, I wish I could describe these visuals better. It's like cosmic mind infusing the human mind with higher perspectives and wisdom of other places, really. It feels like other places in the galaxy, which makes sense, right, with the Mercury and Sagittarius going over the galactic center. It's very jolting. There's a jolt of energy this week of understanding how you're different and how you're new, and to honor that. And if you felt like you've put yourself through electrical shock, something got rewired, and now I'm seeing like DNA spinning at a different speed. the jolting energy, the sense of getting comfortable in your new skin, getting comfortable in this new sense of self, getting comfortable with this is who you are now. There's no going back. That's not even possible, and you wouldn't want to anyways. And you know that going forward is truly the only way to go. And it's like the fire in the sky and this new moon solar eclipse, everything is committing you forward. And so that's part of these new soul contracts that are being written, where you're looking at what am I committing to at a soul level that I must honor, and I must honor it for myself without other people's interference, without anyone else's say-so. And this is all Capricorn energy, where you do it on your terms. You do it on your terms because that's where you're in alignment with your own mastery, your own authority. And it's interesting because now I'm seeing it as the structure of your energy has been realigned. Capricorn rules the bones, the teeth, the spine, the structures of our physical body. And I'm seeing how this Uranus energy is literally like that image of a skeleton that just got an electrical shock, and it jolted the skeleton with a new energy download that I feel went right to the DNA. And I feel like this is part of this new moon solar eclipse energies. I'm just seeing this so clearly. And it feels like this is the new clearing. It feels like a clearing out, that you're going to look back on last year and be like, that was so long ago, because there's a different timeline of experiences and energies now. Yeah, I just keep seeing the skeleton. We're being jolted at a core level to really be in this new energy paradigm. So the new moon solar eclipse on January 5th and 6th is also quite dynamic, and I have a separate video for you on YouTube that goes into those energies even more. It's at 15 degrees of Capricorn, so you look in your natal chart at where that shows up for you, the house placement. It's always about the house placement. Wherever there's a new moon or solar eclipse, is that that's the house is the area of life. Okay, so it's your third house, your fifth house, it's your 10th house. Wherever 15 degrees of Capricorn is where you're making this new commitment at a soul level in this area of life. And it's your next assignment, because Capricorn is where we have to work for something. We put in the time, we put in the effort, we put in the physical resources to make something. The manifestation happens through the real world, and there's no shortcuts. There's no crying in baseball. There's no whining. It's Saturn, you know, and it's Capricorn, and you say, okay, I got to, like, you know, buckle up, pull up my bootstraps and do the work and commit to this. So it's not the easy path, but it's worthwhile, and it's where we get the sense of personal discipline, integrity, and a sense of self-respect, okay? So you could even look at it as, where do I need to respect myself more in this area of my life? And that's really where we continue our soul growth, is in that sense of I'm moving it forward, and I'm moving forward into this next level of my own energy that I must honor. I must honor. So it's quite big, and it's not completely new. It's because I feel like it's been kind of in the auras, like, it's been these messages that have come through and then faded out and come in and come out, and you've been aware of it, and oh yeah, reoccurring themes, and now it's concrete, okay? Now it's like, yes, I get it. This is what matters. This is what I really have to do and focus on. So I am going to do a story time here about Saturn and Capricorn in a few minutes, and I'm just looking at all the other astrology energies of right now, and we've covered the main ones. And this new moon solar eclipse, it's the first of 5 eclipses this year. There's 5 eclipses in 2019. There are 6 eclipses in 2020. Of course, right? Because 2020 is like this powerful, giant year, and we're already going to be feeling it as we move through this summer because Pluto is in new territory now. Pluto is moving forward to 23 degrees, and it will be at 23 degrees in April. And as it moves forward to 23 degrees, that's the big energetic point of conjunction with Saturn in Capricorn. So we're already going to be feeling the energies of 2020. And I feel like right now you're truly honoring who you are, what you need to do based on what you've learned about yourself, and that there's nothing, it's like there's nothing outside of you that matters, if that makes sense. That's just what I'm hearing. Because when each of us goes inward, whether that's through meditation, quiet time, just simply listening, even your dream state, when we go inward, we all return to the same energetic source of oneness, which is also right now the Neptune and Pisces energy, which is sextiling this new moon solar eclipse. So it's like that's why honoring what you need to do and what's clear for you right now is essential, because when you do that, you're honoring collective consciousness, you're honoring oneness, you're honoring your contributions to humanity and to the whole. And that's the responsibility piece. It isn't the responsibility that you thought. It's interesting. The South Node in Capricorn is showing us where we have to let go of the roles that are no longer true for us. But all the other Capricorn energies are saying now you have to step into the true role that's connected to your soul. Your soul role. How about that rhyming game? The soul role is really our responsibilities right now. So on that note, let's talk about Saturn and Capricorn, because this is an important energy. Saturn is at home in Capricorn. It's its ruling energy. And it's really requiring us to be so responsible and clear with what truly matters. And in other story times, I've talked about Saturn and Capricorn as Gandalf. And that's still the imagery that I'm feeling here. Okay. So what I'm seeing is with this Saturn and Gandalf energy, in 2018, Saturn and Capricorn was going back and forth through the first decan of Capricorn, meaning it entered Capricorn and went to 9 degrees, which is the end of the first decan. Every astrology sign has 30 degrees from 0 to 29. And they are broken up into three different decans, from 0 to 9, 10 to 19, and 20 to 29. And every time a planet moves through the decans, it's maturing, moving through a different energy that helps it stabilize and become clearer and truer in that energy. So when a planet first enters a sign, especially an outer planet, Saturn went into Capricorn and only went to 9 degrees and went back and forth, which is helping you get clear on what really matters, who you are now, what are your professional commitments, what are your career goals, how are you showing up in the world. So that was really what the Saturn in Capricorn journey of 2018 was about. Then as that year ended, really Saturn went forward into the next decan. So here we have Gandalf, who was serving you by helping you get clear on your professional energy, real-world responsibilities, and your own sense of discipline personal integrity and self-respect. All Capricorn energies. Now, Gandalf is moving into the second deacon. And when a planet moves into the second deacon, there are different real-world tests in Capricorn. So in the first deacon, from 0 to 9 degrees, there were things that were being sorted out, figured out, perhaps challenged, perhaps clear. Now the rubber hits the road. And now Gandalf is in this second deacon where he will be throughout 2019. There's big energies here. So Saturn in Capricorn, who I'm calling Gandalf, is guiding you to what is true for you based on your own, like I'm seeing this alignment of your chakras. And I feel like all these chakras are being required to vibrate at a different level of maturity. And that this Gandalf energy is saying, it will be clear to you what does not resonate. Now, Gandalf is a man of few words and isn't going to give you a long diatribe on an explanation. Instead, this is an energy that speaks in one or two sentences at a time, and you're meant to sit and ponder and think it through and get clear about the right truth for you. And that's where you could feel like a hermit at times. Saturn in Capricorn is a hermit energy where you need to go to a private place to be with yourself, to think things through, to make the right choices, to think how things might play out. But also you have to take responsibility for yourself. So the Gandalf energy is guiding you to be very clear on what matters and what doesn't matter, and what doesn't resonate is going to shake out and shake away. And so there's some key energies here throughout 2019 that Saturn in Capricorn is guiding us to. Now, the end of this month, January 30th to February 1st, Saturn is going to sextile Neptune at 14 degrees. Saturn's at 14 degrees. Neptune in Pisces is at 14 degrees. This is a checking in point between that Neptune in Pisces mermaid that I've talked about, who is bringing you pieces of infinity consciousness, of everything that's possible. Neptune in Pisces is reminding us that anything is possible, everything is possible. What does your spiritual self say? What does your soul whisper back to you? And this is the energy that's now going to connect with Saturn in Capricorn. The mermaid is going to give this information to Gandalf three times in 2019. And it's a dialogue where you could feel a resonance of, this is what I truly want. This is what matters to me. This is the career direction. This is the professional goals. This is what I'm meant to really own my piece of in the in humanity's puzzle. Like, this is who I am. This is my authentic mastery. And then Gandalf brings it to the mermaid, who supports the possibilities of it happening. And so I feel this energy is very supportive, because it's a sextile. It's an ongoing sextile between Saturn and Neptune that is flow, there's support, there's ease, there's things that are beneficial that show up. So when you are truly in alignment with yourself and your gifts and your own self-respect, things happen. The doors open. That it's like, I'm getting the image of the sky expanding when you're in alignment with what you know you're here to own and do. And I see like the sky expanding as in the energetic expansion occurs because it's Neptune and Pisces making more things possible. So you basically claim your energy, and then Neptune and Pisces gives you all these possibilities to share it, to expand it, for it to unfold. Neptune and Pisces is all about things continually changing, dissolving, transcending, new creations, old creations. You know, it's like energy always in motion, but that's where the possibilities happen. That's where things come together in a way even better than you can imagine. And that's why we, at a human level, have to stay detached from the details, which isn't easy, right? But that's part of this journey of Saturn and Capricorn, is that we do the work, we do what's in front of us, but we don't grasp onto the how, and we don't grasp onto the particulars. We understand that there's a bigger cosmic picture that's unfolding and that we're not in control of it, but that's why it's so glorious, and that's why it's going to be even better as the pieces come together. So these connection points between Gandalf, Saturn and Capricorn, and the Mermaid, Neptune and Pisces, occurs three times. Let me give you these dates. As I said, January 30th to February 1st at 14 degrees. Then again, June 18th to June 19th at 18 degrees. Then November 9th and 10th at 16 degrees. So these middle degrees, again, the second decan, right, between 14 degrees and 18 degrees, energies are being reworked, restructured, reconfigured, established, and there's a sense of things are coming together. And can you keep trusting that? And can you keep going, keep working? Saturn and Capricorn, Gandalf says, well, you have to keep working. But you don't have to keep worrying, okay? You work, but you don't worry. Work, 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 but don't worry, worry, worry. Trust, trust, trust. So this is an important dialogue here. So Gandalf is quite busy this year making sure that the right connections and the right pieces come together. Now, the other part of this year that's even, I mean, I could say it's energetically bigger, is that Saturn and the South Node in Capricorn are going to be conjunct starting in May 2019 until September 2019. From 20 degrees to 13 degrees of Capricorn, Saturn and the South Node are going to be conjunct. That's a really long time. And it's essentially cleaning out the karmic closet. The South Node is what's complete and what we're releasing. It's where we say, okay, this has served its purpose. This must go. This is where I have to open up energetic space for the new to come in. And so the Capricorn energy is being released. And it's showing you, again, the roles and responsibilities that you're no longer needed to fulfill, where you have to let an energy go in your chart, where a part of you is not at optimum level, meaning we're meant to follow the Cancer North Node, which is a return to our feelings, the wisdom of what we feel, the truth of what matters. It's a much more nurturing, softening energy that takes us back home. Cancer is home. It's a homecoming. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? It's returning home after a long day's work, which is Capricorn. So we're letting go of these pressures and these roles that we've put on ourselves around how we're supposed to live our life or how we're supposed to show up in the world. And Saturn conjunct the South Node for so many months. I mean, I haven't seen this before. Not like this, not in Capricorn. The Capricorn areas of our charts are getting so much energetic pressure right now. So, returning to our Gandalf here, I feel how Gandalf is literally clearing out these deep karmic closets that maybe we didn't realize we were harboring or holding, that we were saying, oh, I have to do this. People rely on me. People need me. I need to get this done. People are requiring me to show up. I have these responsibilities. And Gandalf is saying, can you please let me carry that for you? Can you please give that over? And is this truly how you want to spend your time? Is this truly how you want to spend your life? I feel this Gandalf energy is much more of an advisor and a mentor who asks you pointed questions. So he doesn't necessarily tell you the answers, of course. There's a respect for your answers and what is true for you. But there's a sense here of there needs to be an answer. There has to be something that you decide, that you determine. This is Capricorn energy. You got to be clear on where you're going, what you want, what matters to you, the self-respect, the personal integrity. You can't do everything. You can't carry it all. From May until September, when Saturn is retrograde, Saturn is going to be traveling on top of that south node from 20 degrees to 13 degrees. Again, through the second decan, right? The second decan of Capricorn, where the rubber hits the road. We look at what we've agreed to. We look at our commitments. And Gandalf is here saying, is this truly what you want going forward? Is this done for you? Is this complete? And, you know, the karmic stuff brings up the other energies of other lifetimes and other experiences that we didn't know was there, perhaps. And so now we can meet new people from other lifetimes who force the karmic closet to be cleared out, who require you to stand in your Capricorn energy and to make decisions about what resonates and what doesn't. And I feel that this Gandalf energy is a very strong presence that's helping you with the clarity and showing you what matters. And it's not an emotional decision. It's simply a sense of, I don't need that anymore. I don't want that. That is complete. I'm feeling like this is kind of big because there's also going to be eclipses in July that work with these energies. So there's a lot here around listening to a deeper voice of wisdom within you, listening to this deeper energy. Okay, I'm getting the image of like these different energies and voices within the soul imprint. Okay, how do I describe this? So think of a grid, okay? See a grid. And in that grid, there's different energies, and it's like each little square in the grid could have a voice, could have an energy, could have a person, and it's clearing out a karmic grid of energy. You know, this could be good for doing Akashic records, clearing past life, clearings, hypnotherapy, past life regressions, anything around that would be really big, important work, any kind of energy clearing from May until September, because things are really done. And you're only meant to take forward what serves you now. You're only meant to take forward. I mean, it's like, I'm getting the image of a bag. Okay, now I'm getting, now a bag, like Santa's bag, like a giant bag full of stuff, and you just pull out two things. You're like, I only need this, and I only need this, and everything else, I don't need that anymore. And it's really kind of this unloading. It's this deep unloading, but that would make sense with clearing out the karmic closet of that is done. I don't need that anymore. And I think that's why this Gandalf energy feels so grounded and clear, because you're not meant to go into the emotional entanglements. You're not meant to go into the full story or all the, it's like that well, the well of emotion or the well of feelings. There's something here where things just need to be finished, cleared, tied up, and let go, and then you move on. So the second decan of Capricorn energies between 10 degrees and 19 degrees of Capricorn is a really big zone of energy in 2019. And remember, everything that you're clearing out, and you tell Gandalf, I don't need this, I don't want this, I can't carry this, Gandalf takes it to the mermaid. And she cleanses it, and she purifies it, she transcends it, dissolves it, and it releases, right? And another visual you could do is how anything that feels heavy for you, a burden, a weight, you could visualize it being released in a beautiful white ball of light, because of how that white energy, that white ball of light, is very much about spiritual cleansing. And if you're aware of spiritual energies and spiritual principles, you know how that white ball of light is meant to clear, clarify, and cleanse. And so it could be that throughout May and September, continually doing meditations where something can be purified and you're not energetically holding it, and you're allowing it to be released. That's big here. That's big throughout the middle of this year. And, of course, as we get closer to this time, we'll talk about it more. I know the story time is a little different. It's not the typical story time that I usually do, but it's fitting in a way because of how the Gandalf energy isn't big on words and isn't big on being demonstrative. It's more about just something being a clear visual. This is the work. This is what we are all doing. And we will see this. We will see this in the real world. We will see this through corporations, big business, insurance, Wall Street, government, political parties. These are all Capricorn energies, right? And these are all the areas of life that are being dismantled, collapsing, that are being revealed for what's really been going on. And part of why it's so fascinating is because things are not what they seem. In fact, I keep seeing a lot of light. So if you can continue to focus on light and not attach to any particular people or companies or parties or business, like, don't focus on that. Focus on the energy of light. It'll continue to move these things through. It'll continue to reveal what needs to be seen. Because there is a lot of light happening right now, but it's not what people think. It's like we're in a movie, and the good guy is the bad guy, but the bad guy is the good guy, and there's double-crossing, and there's this, and there's back, and there's forth, and it's zigzaggy. And so things are not solid, but the light is working. It really is. So if we can continue to focus on that, that is the best assignment right now. In fact, I think that's part of our next assignment with this new moon solar eclipse, is that we have our individual assignments at 15 degrees of Capricorn, but then we have a collective assignment for the globe, for the world, and how we want there to be the shifts that are needed that serve humanity in the best and highest possible way. So a lot of this year of 2019 and Saturn's journey is moving out what's complete. And you'll feel this in yourself, and you'll see it in the world. And it shows us how everything is ultimately right on time. And as I say this, I just see this Gandalf figure nodding his head. Yep, yep. So, hey, maybe you'll start seeing more of these Gandalf-type figures or these messages or messengers. And I feel like this is the Saturn in Capricorn energy that is consolidating and removing what needs to go and how we take individual and personal responsibility for that part of our lives. And I feel like this is done. I know I went a little bit over with today's show. There's just a lot of energy right now, and it feels really good. And I hope you're feeling something rising within you. I hope you're feeling the energy rise up about what's possible and what is possible within you as you, it's like connect to this new skeleton structure. Something being shifted or jolted or moved around so that you can step into these new energies of yourself as you move forward. Okay, my friends, thank you for joining me. I'll be back on Monday with the next podcast. And again, this podcast is live on Blog Talk Radio. It's also available on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And I also upload everything to YouTube. And on YouTube, I have a lot more astrology videos and teachings and various playlists with more specifics on learning astrology. So be sure and check that out on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm ready. Are you ready? We're going to do this. It's going to be another big adventure as we move forward, and I'm grateful for your energetic presence and your time, and I'm excited for what we're going to create and manifest in the year ahead, my friends. Thank you for joining me. Wishing you the very best as we begin with this new moon solar eclipse, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.